to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Federation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Teardrops start bubbling. Pick up the phone, I'm here alone. I'll make a social call. Come right in, forget about him. We'll have ourselves a ball. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. You got a lady and you want her gone, yeah, but she ain't got the guts. She keeps nagging at you night and day, enough to drive you nuts. Pick up the phone, leave her alone. It's time you made a stand. 4 feet, happy to be your back to man. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. cement shooting, rat pies, TNT.
Thunder cheap.
Big trash, contract, high boat.
Thunder cheap.
Dirty deeds.
Thunder cheap.
Dirty deeds, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thunder cheap.
Tuned in to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme. Sonic montage. No, it's a sound collage. Chuck, you make sonic montages. I make sound collages. What's the difference? Yeah. All right. Maybe they're not all the same. There certainly are different, but sound collages, sonic montages, audio remixes. That's what this show is about, among other things. Like our theme, our different weekly theme. This first week of 2025, it's crimes and intrigue. As we prepare ourselves for what may turn out to be the most corrupt presidential administration in American history. We'll see now, won't we? Oh yeah, and the views and opinions mentioned on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WMFO or Tufts University or the Board of Directors or trustees, those people. In any case, we started off the last set with the incredible Billy May. Woo-hoo-hoo. I love all of the music I've got from him. That was his jazz band version of the theme to Mission Impossible, going out to Philip. And then from Dick Dale, the Peter Gunn theme. And then Hazy Dixie, their cool cover version in a bluegrass style of AC/DC's Dirty Deeds, Dirt Cheap. What did you think of that, John Fisk? I think in the past, actually, you sent me email saying you liked that version. And then we concluded with that Telecaster-wielding virtuoso madman, chicken picker and heavy metal shredder, John 5. Zug Island Convict was the name of that track from his Vertigo album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Ray Corvair Trio once again with their instrumental Crazy Doings. In the next set, I've got some Pat Benatar going out to Helter Skelter Annie Ross. She was always a big Pat Benatar fan. And then as we play music about illegal things or things that were illegal in the past and actually are illegal in many places in the world, including, unfortunately, recently Japan. Yes, they've criminalized cannabis, marijuana. But we're going to hear from Herbal Nation because they love the herb. And also the Asylum Street Spankers winning the war on drugs. And we'll conclude with a heartfelt public service message. But before any of that, we're going to start off with this absolutely incredible cultural and genre-defining song that was from a movie. It was a theme song. And it was written and recorded by Isaac Hayes in 1971. It's a very canonical example of a kind of guitar effect pedal called a wah-wah pedal, which is kind of, it's like a mid-range boost that's variable, a bandpass filter, and it has a little treadle, a foot controller, and you move that and it changes what the frequency that's boosted is. I mean, there are a lot of different variations of this, but it makes a sound kind of like a human being saying wah. And I love effects like that are filters And human speech is actually pretty complicated. We've got these things called formants, which are ways of filtering this. Well, okay. It's kind of complicated. It's fun. And I love musical instruments that can do this. Isaac Hayes, he composed this song. He didn't actually play the wah-wah pedal on it. It was instead Charlie Pitts. But Isaac Hayes, they both deserve the credit. But Isaac Hayes is the one who won the award for that. The Academy Award for Best Original Song. So let's get going with that set for you right now. Yeah, I love this, the whole song. This opening 16th note hi-hat played by Willie Hall, too. And let's not forget the backup singers. One of whom is Tony Orlando and Dawn's Thelma Hopkins. Shut your mouth! Talking about Shaq. We can dig it. You're damn right.
Thank you. got about a half a minute. Tell me what the hell you want with me.
Third of adult Americans have tried pot.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Well, on the earth. Something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid as I set my reefer down. If there's a war on drugs going on, how come they're all around? But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass a bomb. We're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car, we're winning the war on drugs. Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, 'cause we're making money off the stash and money off the jail. Yeah! But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Grace Lord and pass them all. We're winning the war on drugs. You can throw them in your basement or score them off the drugs. Put your hands against the car. We're winning the war on drugs.
about Bill Hicks and the laughter he creates. About burning all your records cause the artists were all baked. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds to take. If those things are illegal. Then God made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass them on. We're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your closet or store them off the thugs. Put your hands against the heart. We're winning the war on drugs. Yeah, we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass them on. We're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or store them off the thugs. Put your hands against the heart.
More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Are listening to the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, broadcasting exclusively here on the 91.5 megahertz radio waves of WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Freeform Radio. This evening, our theme is called Crimes and Intrigue. And we started off that set with, well, was it the first disco hit? That song was this theme from Shaft was a multi genre hit, soul, funk, disco, from 1971. It won Isaac Hayes an Academy Award for Best Original Song. And that wah-wah, guitar wah-wah effect pedal, it's a canonical example of it, as specifically played by Charlie Pitts, but it was Isaac Hayes who came up with that that whole notion of it. I'd say the other, well, Jimi Hendrix did so much with a wah wah pedal and a fuzz face and a univibe and, you know, not much else compared to the technology that we have right now. But along with that, I think Eric Clapton's, well, Cream's White Room is another canonical example of a wah-wah pedal stood the test of time here in 2025. Coming way back from the 1960s. And we followed that theme from Shaft with Pat Benatar and her Outlaw Blues. And then Herbal Nation from their eponymous first album, We Love the Herb. And then the Asylum Street Spankers sung about winning the war on drugs from their Spanker Madness album. And we concluded with a locally produced public service message on knowing your rights. Applicable to many situations that Americans may encounter in their lives. Some of them more so than others. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is another instrumental song performed by the Ned Nash Orchestra. Some people say it's really just one guy, Ned Nash, but they do a terrific job. This is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly from the Greatest Western Movie Themes album of the Ned Nash Orchestra. So I think we got time just for one last set here, and we're going to hear four James Bond-related songs from Carly Simon, Shirley Bassey, and Paul McCartney and Wings. But before that, we're going to start this set off with kind of the granddaddy of them all. It's composed by Leroy Hadidi. Here from Ultra Lounge Volume 7, The Crime Scene. Is the original James Bond theme for you on the Plastic Sushi Strawberry Star Sound Collage. Tufts Free Farm Rain. WMFO. Amen. Thank you.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Here's the plan. We get the warhead and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days. VirtuCon alone makes over $9 billion a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web. Golden words he will pour in your ear.
kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in, say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let
it's a matter of life. It's a matter of death. It's a matter of a beautiful Italian spy, seven killers, a voodoo witch doctor, a living corpse, a gorgeous double agent, 12 cars, 5 planes, 10 acres of land, a wedding reception, a double-decker bus, a fleet of speedboats, a sea of crocodiles, the beautiful sorceress named Solitaire, the man with the steel arm, and a retired Navy LST. All against one man.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Roger Moore is James Bond 007. In Ian Fleming's Live and Let Die, 007 is on a worldwide manhunt, and the body count is going up. It's livelier. It's deadlier. It's Roger Moore as James Bond 007 in Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
From United Artists, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Do we have any lawbreakers out here? I said, do we have any lawbreakers out here? Break it! Law!
There I was, completely wasted, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating as I trip from town to town. Feel as though nobody cares if I live or die. So I might as well be here to put some action in my life. Come on!
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
So much for that golden future, I can't even start. I have every promise broken, there's anger in my heart. You don't know what it's like, you don't have a clue. If you did, you'd find yourself doing the same thing too, oh yeah.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. Oh yeah, baby! That's right! It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. Broadcasting only here on WMFO in Medford. Specifically on the antenna of Blue Hall on the Medford Tufts campus of Tufts University. Just a few, blocks, even blocks away from my house. I live like half a block away from Fletcher Field, the edge of campus. That was a James Bond set for you to conclude this evening's Sonic Montage. We heard the original version of the James Bond theme. And then Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better. Followed by Shirley Bassey and Goldfinger. And Paul McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die. And then a little radio spot for Live and Let Die. And we concluded with a very live version of Judas Priest's Breaking the Law. My closing ambiance here is the Ned Nash Orchestra once again. Another cool cover of a terrific Western movie theme. A Fistful of Dollars. Thanks so much for tuning in. And for surviving, making it to 2025 with me. There's going to be some challenges ahead. And, you know, as far as the world goes, we're not all going to make it to 2026. But I hope you can make it to next week's broadcast here in some form. I hope I can make it too. Yeah, I expect to be here again next week, but thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm going to turn you over to WMFO's robotic DJ, Rick Decker, named after the Blade Runner character.